our 30-day action plan to get your first wholesaling deal. What is up, guys? Zach in here.
Rick in here.
And in today's video, we are going to give you 10 steps for the next 30 days to get your first wholesaling real estate deal. If you're somebody right now that is struggling to get started in wholesaling, or you're a brand new beginner, this is going to be the exact 10-step guide in 10 steps, 30 days for you to become a successful wholesaler, guys. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no how many leads I should pull, where I should pull, all these things. It is all going to be broken down today on how you can become a successful wholesaler. The honest truth is, most wholesalers right now, they lack the knowledge of what to do. A lot of YouTube videos out here, but they're all funneled to you to go buy a course to tell you what you actually should be doing. There's no, none of that. There's no fluff. There's no, oh, do this, that. No, there's no fundamental, like, you know, talk theory. This is all what you need to do step by step to become a successful wholesaler, to get your first wholesaling deal in 30 days. Guys, you are 30 days away from fundamentally changing your financial freedom. You are 30 days away from changing your life. You're 30 days away from your next $20,000 deal, $30,000 deal, $40,000 in your bank account in an assignment check right now, guys. We're not playing. This is your life we're talking about, and we're here to change it so you can be a successful wholesaler. 30 days, change everything, right?
Absolutely. You just got to take action, and you got to believe in it. And we're here to give you the truth. I'm not here to fluff you. This is not a motivation seminar. This is an action step-by-step to get started in wholesaling.
So before we get into it, guys, do us a favor. Make sure you smash that like button, subscribe, and cue the intro. Let's get some wholesaling deals and make some money. Woo!
Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Go. Get up, get up. Get the guy. Gotta wake up. Gotta wake up, bitch. Get up. Get up, get up. Get up.
Oh, yeah. Get out of bed. Get it going. And let's go out here and just break it all down. You got 30 days to become successful in wholesaling, 30 days to change your life. This is it. We got 30 days for the rest of your life. Think about that. If you actually just commit to 30 days, everyone wants to get jacked in 30 days. That doesn't really work. But in wholesaling, you can make 20, 30 grand in 30 days if you just follow the step-by-steps we have today. Guys, if you don't know who we are, my name is Zach Ginn.
I'm Rick Ginn.
And I have done over 2,000 deals. He's over 3,000, 5,000 deals combined, and tens and probably hundreds of thousands of, I don't know the exact number of deals people who have actually watched our stuff done. We should be approaching six figures soon of just like the amount of deals people who watch us have done, including ours. We are the largest wholesaling real estate basically course on the internet we have. It's called freewholesaling.com, and we basically teach wholesaling for free. We are the only people that have ever taught in wholesaling for free from start to finish. And to this day, the only ones that have a complete wholesaling course that's free. Did I stutter? I teach you buyers. I teach you marketing. I teach you I teach the entire thing for free. No one else has that, especially at the length that we do. And that's why we have hundreds of thousands of students. And what we're here to teach you guys today is because I've helped hundreds of thousands of people get started in wholesaling, I can help you out. And so this is what we're basically teaching you today is how to do it step by step, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's guys, we focus solely on wholesaling. You're not going to catch us talking about anything outside of real estate. And if you're okay with that, that's what we do, because like, we're not looking to kill time. The reality is you don't need another motivation course. You just got to take action. You know what the steps are in the action. So today's all about getting you started in 30 days, but like the pumping up, you got motivation's temporary, guys. And most people lack after motivation. They don't take the action. So the instructions I give you today, when you're done with this, you've got to take the action. It is on you. That's what most of you are missing. It's the truth.
So let's break this all down. Let's cut the fluff. Let's get straight into it. 10 steps to make money in wholesaling real estate. 10 steps to change your life. 10 steps for everything today to make you a successful wholesaler. So you should really honestly have no issues getting started in wholesaling real estate without this. So without further ado, let's break it all down and let's get into it. So you always have to start at step one. It's the first way to get started in wholesaling. So what is step one? Okay. Step one, find the right wholesaling market. Okay. This is super important for beginners. And I want everybody to know this. Okay. FYI, I'm not going to go blast through this in like 4 minutes and be like, okay, that's it. I can teach you all wholesaling tenets. We're going to take our time with this because if you want to go, you know, we're talking about this video now, like if you want the next 30 days to show a check to your family, your parents, everyone, I want to give you the best shot possible. And so me just talking about something for like a minute or two and then just going to the next part, like I don't have any little course thing to sell you here. Okay. There's no go with this. And this is actually going to show you actually how to really get the deal, right? This is just all fluff. No, this is the course. This is the thing you're paying me for, right? This is the thing. So let's break this all down together. So number one here, finding the right market. It's really important to be in the right market. You know, a lot of wholesalers, they'll put in the effort, they'll put in the grind, they'll do the hard work, right? And then they're in a market that just sucks. And then they're like, oh, I don't know what to do. So what we're doing is we're going to make sure that you are in the right area. You know, we both love fishing, right? And the one thing about fishing you need to understand, really important, is if there's no fish in the lake, you ain't going to catch no fish, okay? Just that's pretty fundamentals 101. There's no fish in there. What's the point of fishing there, right? So we want to be in a pond, in an ocean or a part of the ocean that actually has fish, right? It's pretty simple. And that's what we're doing today, right?
Yeah. I mean, so many of you guys like pick a market by like feel or gut. And you go, Zach, Rick, it's not working out. What happened? And then we ask you the basic parameters. You're like, yeah, and I know it didn't meet that. I'm like, oh, why'd you go in that market? And listen, the reality is I would love all of you to pick your local market, but some of you guys are in some very restrictive areas like California and New York, stuff like that. There's still opportunities in there. Don't get me wrong. Local is always priority and always going to tell you to do local and you can add a virtual market. But please don't pick a virtual market by feel. That is the worst way you can do it. So we want to share with you and show you how to attack it.
So let's break this down. How do I find the right market? There's basically two fundamental ways we teach in freewholesaling.com, right there, free course, of how to find the right wholesaling market. Number one, this is really important. The city, county, wherever you're going to choose to wholesale, I have a two rule test. Is the population, so the amount of human beings living there, is it above 100,000 people or not? Really basic. One Google search away, you can find Houston, Dallas, what's the population there, right? Stupid simple, right?
But if it's 98,000, Zach?
98,000, right? So like, it's probably won't be the best, but you can still hold it. You just want to be in a good market. So what I found, if the county has at least 100,000 people in it, what we have found from teaching hundreds and hundreds of thousands of wholesalers is if there's a bigger population, there's usually a demand of people wanting to buy houses there. Mm-hmm. So these are your cash buyers. These people actually giving you your assignment fees. There's actually a demand. If I want to open up a pizza shop and there's only 30 people that live in the entire city, it's going to be really hard for me to run a business there. Now, if I'm in a place with a big population, it's actually a little easier. But isn't there more competition though? Do you want to be the king of a country that has 10,000 people living in it? Or do you want to be like, you know, one of the governors in a place that has tens of millions, right? It's ultimately up to you, but like, I would rather just make more money. And the cool part is if you have good pizza and you're good at wholesaling, even if it's in a saturated market, you can still do well. And so the point is you want over 100,000. The biggest issue people have is, I can't sell my deal. Oh, there's not enough buyers because there's no one living there. No one wants to buy your shed in the middle of nowhere.
20 and 30,000 populations. It's going to be, you're going to need a lot of time to get a buyer. And wholesaling, That is the one thing you don't have luxury. Like 30 days should hopefully be your maximum. But in a lot of these markets, it could take you 90 or 180 days. And that's why, honestly, because there's not enough buyers. Because you get, and then you're going to spend so much time and you're going to have to spend money and advertise. And you can't sell the property. You got to sell your contract. And this is the reason why we try to tell you, just look at the signs up front and go find a market if you're not doing it locally that will meet the basic parameters we're talking about today.
So on top of that too, you want the population to be over 100,000 because there's deals, right? If there's not enough big population, there's not a lot of houses there, not a lot of good deals for us, right? We want some fish. We're fishing. I don't want there's two fish in the pond. I want like 30 or 50 fish in the pond, right? Mm-hmm. So a bigger population means there's more deals, there's more buyers, more deals and more buyers. Of course we want that. That's great. Now, next here. That doesn't mean it's a good market, okay? New York City's like that too. They have a big population. Oh, it doesn't make it a good wholesaling market, right? There's criteria number two for the county. The median home price or the average home price. It depends what you really want. I prefer average home price. And so you can literally search this. Average home price space Dallas, Texas. Zillow will show you, realtor.com. They all show you. You can use AI to do this too. You just search it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you physically don't know how to go to Google and search what the average home price is, you won't even be able to do comps. You won't even be able to wholesale houses. Okay. If you can't do this, then this is the barometer test if you can wholesale or not, right? Search what your median home price is or your average. Dallas is probably gonna be like 370-ish, my guess. And so it's roughly, but your median or average home price needs to be below $500,000 for it to be a good wholesaling market. I would say 400,000, but let's just do the average wholesaler. You're living in the place, 400,000 for a single family house. And Zillow does that. They show you the data. And so really important. So what are the two criteria? County population over 100,000 and the average home price below $500,000. If your market has both of those criteria met, it's good. Oh, the average house is 700 grand, but the population's high. No, it's not a good wholesaling market. Oh, the average home price is 80 grand, but only 300 people live in the city or the county. No, not a good one, right? It has to be those both things. Now, if your market's not like this, you're going to have to choose a virtual market, which is just a random other market around the country that meets that criteria. There are a ton of markets. There's probably 150 metro markets last time I looked that fit this criteria to a T perfectly. Like county metro markets, like the Houston area is like this, Dallas is like this, Orlando's like this, Atlanta's like this, Fayetteville, North Carolina's like this, right? Dayton, Ohio. I'm just spitting out good markets. Like we have videos in freewholesaling.com. I actually chose my top 50 wholesaling markets, the top market in every state, all 50 states. I showed you can wholesale those cities in all 50 states to do. So freewholesaling.com, I have that all breaking down too. That's how you choose the right market. Okay, just FYI for everyone out here. You have to choose the right market first and foremost. If you're in the wrong market, you're going to suck at wholesaling houses. So that's step one. Let's talk about step number two. Step number two is finding title company or the closing attorney, right? That's mm-hmm. pretty important. Step number two.
Yeah. So if you're like, why do I have to do that? I go, first of all, if you're doing it local, it's kind of common sense. I'm not going to go too deep into it. Find a company that you can work with that does assignment of contracts.
Well, explain what a title company is for anyone that's like, oh my gosh, what is Rick saying here?
So your title company is basically, in theory, they're supposed to be the neutral party that facilitates the closing. They pull the title to make sure it's clean. And the main purpose of a title company is to sell title insurance. That's where they make... So on average, when they sell these policies, if it's a $2,000 policy, they get about between 50 and 60% of that, depending on the amount of volume they do and make sure they have little to no claims. Now, in order for them to sell that policy, they're going to do all the services involved to facilitate the closing. They're going to create a HUD statement, which is required by law, and then they're going to figure out any liens, anything outstanding on the property. They're going to calculate the property taxes, any monies due, and then they're going to facilitate, hey, the buyer needs to bring this much to closing and the seller is going to get this much. Now, I said they're a neutral party. That's a lie because whoever picks the title company is basically in control. Now, they are licensed insured. They have to follow the law. But they're always like, hey, Rick, that guy never left his deposit. You might want to call him. I go, or though, hey, listen, the guy's getting squirrely. He keeps trying to back up the closing date. You better get involved. And why? Because my title company, I send them business. And they go, listen, I don't think this person's on the up and up. I think there's a problem. And that's why you want to pick your title company. Also, you want to make sure they understand your business. Not all title companies like investors. They think we're risky. They think we're scary. And it's just because they don't understand it. Most title companies, here's the shocker, 95% of them are set up for a realtor's traditional transaction. So when you guys find a title company and they don't work, don't be surprised. It is the norm. So how do I do it? I have an entire video series on this. And it just, you got to ask some basic qualifying questions.
Freelancing.com has it.
Yeah, go into it. But basically, you want to make sure they're familiar and okay with an assignment of contract. By the way, just because they're okay with it doesn't mean they're going to facilitate it correctly. You have to get to know your title company. How do we find a title company? It's simple. You just do an internet search. The best way is go into groups, Facebook groups, maybe even Instagram or something like that, and find successful wholesalers that are already using title companies. Success leaves clues, guys. You don't have to like go through. I always picture like the old yellow pages. That's what I used to like go through it and listen. And then when they change ownership, be hyper alert. So your title company, honestly, think of them as your partner. Because if they don't, like, you could do everything perfect, get the great motivated seller. I've seen title companies destroy a closing. They've destroyed closings of mine. And here's the one common denominator. They were never my title company, and they don't understand my business. So you have to pre-set up your title company. Because if you get a deal and then you decide to test that title company up, if you lose 20 or 30 grand because you didn't take this step, it is on you. Somebody's like, I'll do it later. If you take an assignment, a wholesaler's deal on assignment of contract, and you give it to a realtor's title company, they're going to run you under the bus every time. So you want to make sure you don't skip the step. I know it's like, oh, how hard can it be? I go, trust me. The other thing a title company do is, especially if you guys have never done a deal for you, is if you get to know your title company, show good faith that you're doing everything it's ever asked. You ask for emails, phone calls. They will back you up because so many times the sellers will go like this. How do I know this Rick or Zach guy's real? I go, hey, tell you what, why don't you call my title company? They know me. They're familiar with me. And listen, don't believe me. Talk to them. It's like, yes, he does deals. Or even if you haven't done a deal, at least if they know you, they'll vouch for your, at least your reputation. Yes, we're handling a closing. We're professional. We're licensed. We're insured. We're regulated. And, you know, a lot of them have an attorney involved. They're like, oh, that's great. Your title company is one of your team members, and it is critical and vital to your wholesale. I see so many wholesale deals get destroyed because you take it to an inexperienced title company that doesn't want to do business with you.
Exactly. And also, there's not just title companies. There are what we call closing attorneys. Now, you're going to have to look up in freelancing.com if you're in an attorney state or closing state or in a title state, right? There's different definitions. What does that basically mean? Basically, there are states where a lawyer has to do the closing, basically. And there are some places where that's the law, and a title company has an attorney there that does it, right? Like Florida, it's a title company state, basically. It's a title state, so you don't need an attorney, but each one has a lawyer on site there, right? And so there are some states like Georgia, North Carolina, New York. New York's a little different, where you need an attorney, basically. And the attorney basically has to do it, the whole process, write up the contracts, things like that. So it's a little different process, but still, if you're broke, you want to get started, that's not going to stop. You just have to go through the course and learn which ones it is. Remember, there's 50 states in wholesaling, and I teach every state how to do it. So it's a big difference you should understand. But pretty much go through that. Go through the course, you'll see. That's why we have freelancing.com right there. But we have to find a good title company. Now, you got to remember, too, a title company is going to be your first defense on helping out with this deal. And so we got to understand is at freelancing.com, we have questions to ask the title company to see if they're actually good for wholesaling or not. I want you guys to understand this. This is very important. 95% of title companies, I would say, in your city are not good for wholesaling. They'll ruin your deal. You'll be broke in wholesaling and you won't do well. You have to find the 5%. What does that mean? you are probably going to have to talk to 100 title companies to find one good wholesaling one, or about 20 to find one. So don't act like you're going to call two or three. Go to Facebook groups and see, search like Wichita, Kansas title company or Wichita, Kansas closing attorney wholesaling. And people usually will say, there'll be like a post like, what's the best closing attorney for Wichita? And say, oh, use Ed Smith. And they'll have his information there. And if seven wholesalers say Ed Smith's the guy, most likely he's the guy. And the most important part, we say this in sellmypaper.com to people that underwrite and stuff, but I say this to everyone. Control the title company, control the deal. That's it. If you do not control the title company, you do not control the deal. And I'm all about controlling the deal because that makes us money. So that is step two. We're taking a lot of time on this because most people really struggle with this.
Yeah.
But if you do not have the right title company, you are screwed. If you have a title company that you might have a good deal, and at the end of it, the title company is like, oh, you're wholesaling it? Nope, we're going to screw you. And because you didn't ask the question to say in freelancing.com. So make sure you go through step two.
And some of you guys are asking, you know, do I wait till I get a buyer to run the title? Like, honestly, no, because you need to find out most of the properties we're buying, they have problems with them. So you got to identify the problems. The homeowners don't even always know it. Yeah. And the problem is if you wait and you're like, well, Rick, you know, they might listen, title company. If you have a good title company, they're not going to charge you to pull the title if it doesn't work out. If you do it 10 or 15 times, you might, but the reality is go ahead and get that out of the way, because if you don't, and there's a problem, it's going to delay your closing. Your buyer's going to fall apart. Your seller's going to get pissed. Pull the title ASAP.
Exactly. So let's go to step three here. Now, what is step three? Step three is pretty simple here. Find five qualified cash buyers. That is it. Find five qualified cash buyers. Not crazy, not insane, not complicated, just five. That's it. What do I mean by that, right? Cash buyers are people that are going to buy our deal for cash, right? If you understand wholesaling, I go out here, I market, I find a good wholesaling deal. I lock up a contract, let's say for 100 grand, and I go to a cash buyer. I sell the contract to him for 120 grand. I make 20 grand at the difference, right? So basically how it works is cash buyer will give 120 grand to the title company. Title company gives 100 grand that we agreed to the seller, and then I get a $20,000 check. That's our cash buyer. Now, most people, they get really confused with the word cash buyer. Is if I have a hard money loan, is that a cash buyer? No, that's a hard money buyer. Cash buyer is money in the bank account. If you do not have money in your bank account, you're not a cash buyer. That's it. So how do I figure out if you're a cash buyer or not? There's a lot of questions in freelancing.com we ask, but do you have the money in your bank account? Show me the last couple houses you've bought for cash. Show me the actual address. Let me look at the deed. Make sure you're not a guru. A lot of fake gurus out here pretending to be buyers. And third, most importantly, are you okay with making a boatload of money on my next real estate deal? If they can't answer those questions, not a good deal. And they have to be okay with their title company, things like that too. But you'll be very surprised. You talk to 20 cash buyers, about three of them are going to be legit, or four that will actually want to work with you. And you got to remember this too. There are good cash buyers, or ones that are cash buyers, but they don't want to work with you, or they want to use their title company, or they're just honestly being combative with you. You don't use those cash buyers either. And the last part is, and this is a very controversial opinion, I don't know why this is it, but you want your cash buyers to make money on the deal. You don't want them to make all the profits, but you want to make them some money. So the average wholesaler, they'll get a deal locked up for 100. They know it's worth about 120, mm-hmm. Maybe 130. They'll try to sell the deal for 140, say, F you, cash buyer. I'm taking all the profits. There's no meat on the bone. I want you to get screwed. And that's a bad thing to do.
That's like not wholesaling, guys. That's not wholesaling. We don't teach that course. It's not going to work. You actually have to leave a little meat on the bone, as they say, to make your deal work, or you can't sell it. And those of you that can't sell it, the reality is, I'm going to tell you the truth, you overpaid for the property, and you got to figure out how to do wholesaling.
Your buyer's not going to like you. So this is how you deal with good buyers. You have to make the money. It's like a pizza shop. If you give them bad pizza and you make a good profit on that one person, it's great, but they're never coming back because the pizza is really crap. If you make really good pizza and it costs a little more money to make it, they're going to keep coming back multiple times. And so if your cash buyer eats a deal and they don't, it don't feel good. They don't like it. They don't make money. They're not going to want to go back to your establishment, right? Mm-hmm. So you want the buyer to make some money, because when they make money, they want to keep coming back for more. And then that's how you repeat the process and make it easier to sell your deals. And so a lot of people want to overbid on the deal with the buyer. Don't be doing that. We teach you in freelancing.com how to do all the time. And then lastly, you have to treat your cash buyers like sellers. Treat them with respect. Actually care about them. Don't treat them like trash. And you'll get the deals done. But we're going to tell you how to find five qualified buyers. There's no marketing. There's none of this stuff. You need to find five qualified buyers first if you are wanting to get a deal in 30 days. You should be able to do this in about 4 hours, be my opinion. You can cold call the four rents. These are the Zillow four. These are landlords. Say, hey, I'm not looking to rent out your property. I'm actually a wholesaler. I'm seeing if you're looking to buy any more rental properties. Have a conversation. Put them on your list. You can go to listrei.com, listrei.com, aka PropStream. Get a list of people that are buying houses for cash. Call them up. Say, hey, you looking to buy any more houses for cash? Saw you bought this house for cash. That's how you find cash buyers. You know, Facebook groups, I show you how to do it in freelancing.com. There's templates you can post. There's a million ways to find buyers, but just add five qualified. What is qualified? If you go through all the 10 questions we have at freelancing.com and they say yes to all of them, or they're okay, or they get approved, they are a qualified buyer. But the goal here is to find five. That's it. Just find five. Simple as that, right? It drives me crazy, but just go to the five qualified cash buyers. You can go do it and you'll be successful. So that's step three. Step four, pretty simple. We are just going to pull three government lists. Not 10 different ones, three different ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's explain this. Three government lists.
Okay. So I don't do them by order of importance, but I do them by order of importance. I love code violations. Why? Because they're the most distressed properties. And honestly, listen, guys, do you think people actually purposely want their lawn to grow really high? They don't. So when they're on the code violation list, they're probably not correcting it because there's some other larger pressing manner. Maybe somebody's sick in the family. Maybe it's a financial thing. It doesn't matter what it is. Just understand, if you have 1,000 people on a code violation, there should be a deal in there. End of story. But I love it because you already know there's a suspect problem. And when you market to any of these government lists, odds are you're going to find problem properties. You are not going to get perfect properties. Guys, the reality is the more problems on a property means most realtors can't solve it, and we are here to clean the mess. So I love any type of government list. So I love code violations. Tax delinquencies, I love, because people, as you know, in the United States, we have this thing, property tax. People argue, do you actually even own the property? You have to pay it or you're going to lose the property. So people don't purposely not pay their property tax. It's always a financial thing. And if they go successive years without paying it, odds are they're not going to pay it. And you know what? The house needs to be sold. Maybe they own it free and clear. Let's get them some money. Let's get the problem solved and let's figure it out. And you guys know how I feel about probates. Like, if you don't know me and you don't know Rick and probates, listen, it sucks when people die. We all have to go through it. The reality is sometimes we get stuck with properties we didn't know nothing about. We don't know how to service and we're not financially ready to deal with it. And these properties need love. They're not built for every type of realtor. That's where wholesalers have a great success rate in probates. They're vacant, deferred maintenance, and a lot of the owners live out of state. And it makes it really easy to sell, and you have flexibility when you close on it. Guys, it's perfect for probate. I can keep going on the list. I love evictions too, because that's the best time to hit a landlord is when someone's moving out, cash flow stops, the house is usually in disarray. And if you're ever going to make a decision to sell the house, you know, if you're going to file an eviction, that is going to be the time 90% of all landlords sell their property. End of story. So guys, pull the government list. I know we say I'm like a broken record with this, but where success leaves clues. I've done this for 21 years. My best deals always come from government list, hands down. And every time I go outside of government list, doesn't mean I just do that, but my best and most profitable deals always come from this method.
Step four is only three. Okay. I said tax delinquencies or evictions. You can choose it, but you have to do code. What?
I gave them four choices.
They have four choices, but only three.
Okay.
So you're only going to get three. At four, the human beings, most of them can't do more than three things at a time. It's the rule of threes.
I can't do more than two.
I know. So the truth is, You're only allowed to choose three. You have four choices, but you can only, at the end of the time, end of the day, choose three. And, you know, I get asked, what do you mean by 500 records? I ain't stuttering here. You need to pull 500 records from three of these lists. That's it. So 125 each, or maybe whatever is 500 divided by three. But that's it. You are forced to. Step four. There's no, oh, can I do 100? No. You're going to pull 500 records from those three lists. So the code, you're going to get a list of code violations, whatever the other one is, delinquencies, evictions, which one you want to choose, and then the probates. That all has to stack up to at minimum. Minimum. I told you, you're getting a deal this month. So there ain't no slacking. There's no excuses here. We're not here to stay broke, okay? We're here to make a change in our life. 500. Well, what do you mean by 500? You pull 500 records. That is, it is a must. It is not a, oh, it should you. It's no. 500. I have zero. You can come back to me after a month and say, I only pulled 200. I don't feel bad for you. Either you pull the 500 or you stay broke. You make that decision. I'm not going to feel bad for you. I'm already rich in wholesaling. I'm just trying to get you to where I'm at. And I'll tell you, the one thing it takes is consistent action pulling these lists. And this is step four. We don't do step five, six, seven. No. 500. I'm tired today. There's none of that. You're going to pull 500 lists from any of the three. You choose. Choose it. Don't go out here. Pull the list. Get it going. There's no excuse. 500. Not 100. Not 200. 500. You have to do it. There's no excuses here. Once you get that, we're going to do some of my other favorite things, which is basically pulling 100 drawing for dollars leads a week. Over 5 weeks a month, that should be 500. That's another 500. We're going double. 500 and 500. That is 1,000 leads by step five. When step five is done, we are going to be at 1,000 leads. That sounds crazy. That sounds stressful. But if you really want to think about it the right way, that's almost like, what, 33 a day?
Mm-hmm.
I'm only asking you to do 33 a day. 33 leads a day to change your life. Does that sound too crazy? Do I sound cuckoo for saying that? No. Like, if I told you, you have to work out 30 hours this month, it's like, I have to go to the gym for 30 hours in a month? Oh my God. Or if I just say an hour a day, it's like, oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
You gotta Human beings are weird. I see 1,000, y'all flip out. But if it's really like, what, 33 a day, it's like, oh, that's not bad, right? Shocker, right? Shocker. But guys, it's not that complicated. You just got to do the work. And so 100 drawing for dollars leads, go in your car, look for ugly houses. Put them on a list. What else can we say about that? Ugly houses usually equal big wholesaling deals. Add some reverse drawing for dollars if you want. Reverse drawing for dollars, basically when you put a sticky note on the ugly house you find, and not just take the information down. And you can say something like, hey, this is Zach. I had a quick question about your property. Please give me a call back.
And guys, these numbers, if you think they're big, we got a little bit of experience in this area. I'm just telling you, when you're new, you're not going to have the experience. So you have to have the quantity to make up for it. Because you're going to make mistakes along the way. That's part of the journey in wholesaling. Nobody skips it. It doesn't matter if you bought the most high-end course or you went to freewholesaling.com. You need quantity. So if you're going to skip, like, we're giving you minimum numbers. Do you understand this? If you just want to do the minimum, then I can work with you. If you can't accept the minimum, do that, then listen, you're just not cut out for it. It's the truth. No course is ever going to tell you this. It's the truth. I'm not going to sit here and spin you on going on MLS and doing this and being a retail disposition manager. That's not wholesaling. When you talk about wholesaling, when you're new, the biggest cure you can have is two things, action and quantity. Two biggest things you guys have a problem with is action and quantity. And just be truthful with yourself and say it. If Zach, he's giving you minimums. Don't sit here and go, oh, I'm struggling. I can't get it to do. How many cold calls you made? I made 20 this week. 20. You got to be kidding. I teach a toddler to do 20 calls. I wouldn't even understand. They still got a better shot. Quantity and action. You can't do it either way. This is like a math problem. One times zero means zero. If you have, I don't care. If you made three attempts and you did 20 calls each, I'm going to give you a zero for it because you missed it. Like, please, guys, understand quantity makes up. And here's the really cool thing about quantity. It accelerates your learning curve in wholesaling. And here's the most important, accelerates your confidence. The more people you talk to, after a while, you're like, dude, there's nothing anyone can say is going to shock me anymore. But so many of you guys are so scared of that initial conversation. And you think by limiting your quantity, you're protecting yourself. You're exposing yourself. As he says, do you want to make 33 contacts a day? Or do you want to be broke? Which is more painful for you? Make that decision because that's what should motivate you.
It's all about priorities in life, guys. You're going to watch Netflix for an hour or pull some lists. Like, what do you want to do? It's ultimately up to you which one you want to do. But this is step five, okay? It's 500 of those in a month. Not that difficult to do, okay? I've done a lot more. All right. You will not die from doing that. I'll give you my promise. Okay, so let's go step six here. Now we got some leads. Now we're going to start doing some stuff, right? We are going to now skip trace all 100 records. I think I spelled that wrong, but I'll write it down on here. Actually, hold on. Let me get the website for y'all.
The B is the B. Yeah.
Yeah, I missed the B on there. And whatever. Step six, we're going to skip trace all 1,000 records. Okay, we're going to use a website. It's pretty gangster. It is called freewholesaling.com. That's kind of the most gangster website out there. But if you want a website to get people's phone numbers for free, it's called Cyber. Here's a P by accident. Cyberbackgroundchecks.com. That is a website where you get anyone's phone number for free. So we have 1,000. What we're going to do is we are going to find everyone's phone number. Simple as that. It's called Cyber Background Checks. Okay. So we are going to skip trace all 1,000 records. We're going to go to Cyber Background Checks. We can pay for skip tracing at like listrei.com, whatever one you want to do, but skip trace all 1,000 records. Skip tracing is the process of finding somebody's phone number. That is what we're doing here. No questions about it. No debating it. That's how you're going to do it. Oh, it takes too much. I get this too all the time. Like, Zach, I want to skip trace. I want it to be perfect accuracy, but also I want it to be instantly done for me. And it's like, you got to pick one. Hey, I want 6-pack abs. I want to eat 4,000 calories a day, and I also don't want to work out. Make it happen. It don't work like that, okay? You can either pay to get the skip tracing done really quick, or you can pay in time. You have to pay something. Do you either pay your time, or do you pay with your money? You got to choose which one. They both have costs. That's it. Being broke has a cost. Being rich has a cost. They're both painful, but one's a lot better than the other, okay? FYI. And so, skip trace all 1,000 phone records and use the websites. You'll be good. Now we got the data. We got all the information. But guess what we got to do now? We're going to start calling and texting those 1,000 records, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just
explain it. Like, it's pretty simple, guys. Yeah. We're going to call these people up and see if they want to sell their house. We're also going to text them. From there, people are going to say, yes, I want to sell my house, or no. Now we're going to start doing what we call leads. We're going to produce leads. This is when we get action. This is the marketing. This is really important. We're going to reach out to those people on those lists and see if they want to sell their house. Remember, at freewholesaling.com, we have scripts of what to text, how to text. If you have no money, I'll show you how to text for free. If you have no money, I'll show you how to cold call for free. If you have some money, I'll show you stuff to make it easier, worse, whatever. But you got to remember, this is just the work and we're just putting it in. You're going to call and text all 1,000 of those records.
Yeah, this is where the rubber hits the pavement, so to speak, because honestly, this is a lot of where you go, I don't know, I'll get to it tomorrow. Or after your like third or fourth call, you're like, man, that was horrifying. Listen, they were not going to be 1,000 perfect conversations. The reality is you're not going to talk to 1,000 people. You got 1,000 records, you ain't talking to 1,000 people. You got to find the ones that answer the phones. And then from there, you got to find the ones that want to work with you. But if you do 20 or 30, you have no shot. It's just the truth. And it's the biggest problem I see with it. This is the hardest part, but you just got to put your feet to the fire. If you truly believe that you want to be a wholesaler and you have the conviction, when you're done calling, you go back to your family and you just business as usual. They don't, oh my God, they chewed me out. They cried. You're going to get it. Just get through it. And here's the thing is, when you get through your first 10,000 calls, and nothing's going to ever scare you again. I'm just telling you, it's the fear of the unknown. And what are you trying to do? You're trying to go back to your comfort level. And if I stay in my comfort level, I don't have to. Listen, I waited till my comfort level was so painful, I decided to get ridiculously uncomfortable. So do it on your own. Don't wait to me like till you get pinned back in a corner and you're buried in debt. You have no freedom of time and you have no hope, because that's not what life's truly designed for. And if you understand you don't want to live in the matrix and you've committed to wholesaling, if you will listen to our action steps, guys, I'm not charging anybody on this live stream. So I'm obligated to tell you the truth. And if you can't handle the truth, then probably can't handle wholesaling. So take the action, get through the 1,000 calls, do it. Stop complaining. And by the way, when you complain, when you guys type in the comments, or like you get on a live with others, it's so hard. Like, I get it. I already know where you're going with this. I'm not going to give you a pass. He ain't going to give you a pass. And you know what? The only person in life that can give you a pass is your mama. And our mamas give us passes on everything until they whoop our butt. The reality is, it's on you. You're the accountable person. Not me, not Zach, not your mama, not your daddy. Guys, like, it's mind over matter. We're the ones that do it. What makes the difference between someone who makes 1,000 calls and someone who makes 20? They just did it. Stop complicating it.
That's it, guys. It behooves me. It's always crazy how many people accept where they're at their life right now. They accept being broke. They accept they're going to be broke their entire life. They accept their point and they accept their fate, and they don't want to do anything about it. There's a very special amount of people that decide to make a change, and a lot of them are on this live stream right now. I am not going to accept where I'm at in my life right now. I'm going to retire my mom. I'm going to take care of her. I'm going to go buy off her mortgage. I do whatever. Like, you can do a lot of really crazy stuff if you actually just want to put the work in. Or you can choose just to sit down, cry about life, and just stay where you're at right now. Guys, you have to make this change. And this is the part where really the difference. Oh, everyone says I want to get rich, but no one wants to do the work it takes to get rich. Everyone thinks they're a gangster until the gangsters show up. You have to be a gangster right now and do the work and actually go out here and make the change. Call those records, text them. That's what you're doing. Now, when I say this, am I saying, wait, is he saying I should do MLS properties and I should just call the realtors? Is Zach saying I should just do Facebook ads? Is Zach saying I should do this? Should I do this Novation thing? Like, do we pitch Novations? Is this what I do on the calls? No.
None of that's wholesaling, guys.
Well, MLS is wholesaling, but that's why I'm telling you what to do. I'm not telling you to go pop off here and try. No, I'm telling you, pull these lists, drive for dollars, get a list, skip trace it, call them or text them. Can I do direct mail? No. I'm not saying that. Call or text. That's all you have. Those are your only options. But it's easier. I don't care what's easier. I care what's going to get you a deal in 30 days. You're watching this video because you want to get a deal in 30 days. Not so you get a deal whenever you feel like it. That's the problem. I can have anybody hop on the one-on-ones today. We're just going to do some one-on-one calls today. I love the one-on-ones because it gets real. The real stuff gets real. Hey, Zach, I haven't gotten a deal. Okay. How many calls do you make? I can ask anybody on a call, how many cold calls have you made in the past 7 days? I can tell you exactly how many deals you have right now. So, guys, I can tell you what your portfolio looks like. I can do any of this stuff. All I have to do is ask, what work did you put in? And I can see, oh, I only did 30. Yeah. That's why I got no results.
When you go on a live stream or even in the comments and you start off, first of all, you're getting a free call, which
you're talking to
nobody does this. And then you go, I can't get a deal. I already know your problem before we even get into it. I already know. You're complaining. You're going to make excuse. You want me to rub your back and tell you it's okay. It's going to be better. Honestly, if you were in front of me, we would have a really hard conversation, and there might be a tear or two shed. But like, which do you want? Do you want me to fluff you up and make you feel good about doing nothing? Whatever you're doing is not working. And by you coming on complaining, you should reframe the entire conversation. If you start out any conversation for help with an excuse, you're not going to listen to anything me and Zach say. I know it for a fact. Go back through all our live streams and look at it. The people that go, listen, I want to increase this. I want to do that. I want to take this action. They're looking for solutions. But if you're looking for an endorsement of people around you me and Zach and everybody in the comments to say, it's okay. It's going to be better. The problem is your mom did that too much your entire life. And this is why you're in this position. So now you have to man up and figure it out. Guys, I was one of these guys. I'm like here to tell you, you have to make the change. It's on you. If you start by asking, like reaching out for help with an excuse, you're done. You have to figure out how to eliminate excuses in your life. Crap happens all the time. It happens all the time. It happens to me. It happens to Zach. The difference is you can either make an excuse or you can work towards a solution to make progress. Everybody on this live stream knows life is not perfect. And I don't know why you guys expect wholesaling to be perfect. You have got to do it. Please don't start out with excuses. Oh, I didn't get a deal. I'm like, you didn't have to tell me it. Like I knew it right off the bat. So listen, either you want to get rich by doing the steps we teach you and we teach you all the time for yourwholeselling.com, or you can look rich. You know that 90% of America is all about looking rich. You look at Instagram, all this crap. It's all about bling, bling, bling. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the only person you got to make happy is yourself and your family, because trying to please everybody out there is just a recipe for disaster. Do you want to truly become rich and pay the price? What are you willing to give up to become rich? Because the reality is your life's going to change and nobody wants to change. And that's the problem. It was my problem. And if you can relate to it, why do you think wholesaling is like one of the coolest things out there? Why? So many wholesalers start out and they get broke. They get pinched in the corner and they get so frustrated and they take the steps and do it. And then there's so many success stories in wholesaling because it works. But we've gotten off wholesaling. Guys, I'm here to tell you, make a choice. Either become rich, pay the price, understanding your friends are going to change, your home's going to change, meaning it's going to upgrade. Everything in your life upgrades with it. But you're going to go through a little bit of a painful process because you got to lose your old self to become the new self. It's guys, up to you.
Guys, it is unbelievable the amount of people that say they're willing to do it, but they don't show up. I've invited hundreds of people at this point. I said, hop on every week. Just talk to me once a week. Most people are scared to death to talk to me 5 minutes once a week. For free. You know why? Because I hold people accountable. Do you make your calls or not? I don't want to talk to you until you make your calls. There's the only people that stop talking to me are the ones that actually start doing deals. And they're like, okay, I don't need Zach anymore. Right. The one thing too, is I think why people like our channel is you watch any other wholesaling YouTube channel, any how to get started in wholesaling. It's all, hey, this is happy. Everything's exciting. It's all a fake smile. Everything's great. Chipper and yay, yay, yay. Because we're trying to make you feel good. And then, you feel good. Everything's great. Buy the course. $7,000 discovery call. $9,000. He gave me my $9,000. What's he give a guy $9,000? What is he going to tell you? Like, hey, shut up. Do the work. No. You give him $9,000. It's okay.
He's got to get you through that 30-day return policy. Good.
It's okay. And then eventually they're like, just kick you out. Guys, we're not like that. I'm not here to do this like coaching discovery call and get you like, no, what I'm here to do is just tell you what works. I am not the guy to go stroke your ego for a coaching call every single day to make you feel good. Not, I tell you the dang truth. That is it. Guys, you have to follow these steps. So the reason why we're spending some time on this is because frankly, y'all need a stinking wake up call. That's it. Guys, hey, if you are right now and you're wholesaling, okay, I'm giving a quote wholesaling. I don't call it wholesaling unless you're actually out here doing the actual work. If you're right now and you're struggling, you haven't been able to just become successful at all, and you're just, you're doing this, put the work in. You just put more work. Don't cry about it. Just put more work in. You'll never regret putting more action into it.
Guys, try this. If you ever come up with an excuse, and by the way, if you do one excuse, you do a lot. Mm-hmm. I know. Try for 2 days not to give one excuse. I'm talking with your kids, your family, your coworkers, everybody you work with, your sellers. Just get rid of excuses. You're going to be shocked how much you do it, because we in America we just make an excuse. What does an excuse do? It just feeds your ego. Like, you're good. You're good. What did I tell you about your ego? If you don't lose your ego, you're going to make life really hard. And especially in business, it's even worse. You cannot progress unless you get to the truth. The ego is your ultimate protector. It is your mask. It is your fakeness you show everybody. You guys know all about it. Some of you do it. I've done it. I'm not saying I'm a hypocrite, but the reality is all your friends and all that stuff. Get to the truth. Life's a lot easier when you get to the truth. And if you don't get to the truth, you can never solve a problem and you can never grow as a human being. So wholesaling is like a gateway to discovering everything you can do in life. Because if you apply the steps we teach you at wholesaling here, you can move it into every facet of your life, but you have to apply a discipline. That's why most wholesalers you see, they go on and do like some really amazing stuff. Why? Because wholesaling taught them the discipline.
Exactly. So let's talk about step eight. We find the people that actually want to sell. They actually turn into motivated sellers and you just lock up the deal. Pretty simple, right? I mean, you find the people that want to sell their house. You sign a contract. We have the free contracts at freelancing.com. We teach you how the contract works, how the whole thing works. And you sign the contract, you lock up the deal. Pretty simple. You negotiate a price. You just go to freelancing.com to really learn how the negotiations work, the tactics, scripts. I mean, we can go forever about this, but like, just go through the course. It's free. It's easy. It's simple. And then you go to step nine. Once you write up the contract, you're going to sell that deal to, remember that buyer that I told you to get that was actually really legit? Now it's not hard. They already said they want to buy the deal. So you go there and you sell the deal to them. You have them sign what we call an assignment of contract. Basically, there's two contracts in real estate wholesaling. There is the purchase and sale agreement, and then there is the assignment of contract. That's it. The purchase and sale agreement is basically a contract between me and the seller. We're agreeing to buy it for a certain price. Now, the assignment of contract is me selling my equitable interest in the deal to the cash buyer for a finder's fee and assignment fee. Boom, 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 boom. Money, 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 money. That's the point. So we sell the deal to them. We get our nice assignment fee on this assignment of contract. We bring everything over to the title company. And boom, we bring the assignment to the title. We follow up with the seller once a week. We follow up with the cash buyer once a week. Then it's closing day. We get our check. We get our cash. And we repeat the process every single month. That's how you get rich in this business, guys. You do one $20,000 deal every single month. You do this process, repeat, you'll make $250,000 this year. That's it. You just got to do the work. Simple as that.
Best way to fight inflation.
I guess so. But like that, those are 10 steps. I don't know what other steps you guys want. I don't know what raw guru thing we can give to you, but like, that's how you do well. It's pretty simple. Everyone's, oh, is this illegal? Is this not illegal? I sold this guy this lot. Freelancing.com, we show you. You can legally wholesale in all 50 states in the United States. Now, there's some things you might have to change, switch up, but really for all of them. I saw one guy said, what about the Kentucky bill? Ugh. If you follow freewholesaling.com, I literally show you what the Kentucky bill says. And basically, if you just wholesale like the way we do it, you're fine. It's when you start doing the guru stuff when things get a little weird. You know, I have one guy, you know, he's like, have you heard of this guy got arrested for wholesaling? No, he did not get arrested for wholesaling. I'll pull up the article a little later. This guy's posted it seven times.
Seven times, dude. You're
oh my gosh.
Lenny, listen. What we love you.
Well, let's break up. After the end of this, Lenny, I'll shut you up and show you what the real article says.
If you're gonna let Here's fear run your life.
See, he just posted it again. Lenny, I'll break down the article for you. Let me tell you the truth. How the real estate wholesaling industry, they see one guy get arrested and they say, he got arrested for wholesaling houses. End
it. Oh my God. It's over.
When really, I'm going to show you the article. This guy legit made fake bank statements and gave them to a realtor and said, that's my cash.
He should go to jail.
He literally went to like Chase Bank, edited it to make it, he literally defrauded the bank.
Guys, that's general law. When you do that, it doesn't matter if you do wholesaling, if you do it in a bank, the financial world, it doesn't matter where you go. If you go to your local county and do this, it's fraud. Fraud's fraud. It happens in every, unfortunately. Teachers do it. Cops do it. Everybody does it. If we decided to find one bad apple in every business, we'd stop doing it.
Well, it's not that, but like people keep saying, the guy got arrested for wholesaling. No, he got arrested because he
committed fraud.
He committed bank fraud. Is there anything at freelancing.com says here, commit some bank fraud? No. We'll break down the article, but Lenny, you've posted it seven times because you're trying to scare people. It's ridiculous. Actually, read the article because you listen to one broke guru who's trying to sell you a course to go join his real estate broker so he can make an $8,000 upfront fee on you. I don't have to tell you.
Lenny, like, either do wholesaling or not, but if you're that scared, you're posting it seven times.
Lenny, you said, that's what I heard. I heard. You don't know the facts, bro. Go watch the facts. When someone says this loss is this, this, actually follow the facts. I'll pop up. When I'm done with this, I will pop up the facts, okay? Stop saying he said, she said it. This ain't high school. This ain't gossip.
Gossip. It's not going to get you
right. I don't care if Emily kissed John behind the bleachers. I don't care about that drama. It's not facts. I heard he said this. Who cares?
Guys, if you start out a comment or even like an interaction with, I heard, or someone said, immediately discredit you because there's no credibility. I can go on the news and get that. I can get all that. But like when you start off doing that, it's like, listen, Lenny, I'm hoping I just focus you on wholesaling. I've been doing it 21 years. I've never, ever had an issue. You either do it the right way or you do it the wrong way. And if you do it the wrong way, then deal with the consequences. I'm sorry. If you're going to defraud and fake people out and take advantage of people, then you got what's coming to you. It is not a wholesaling thing. There are laws on the books. Like I can't go around and just start punching people. Even if I feel like it, I'm probably going to get arrested for it. And then I'm going to get sued civilly. The same thing happens in wholesaling. So you're complaining, and that's almost even worse than an excuse to a point.
Let's break this down. Lenny, I'll shut you up real quick and show you the facts. But guys, for anyone here that's trying to spread fear, I ain't going to do it. That's a guru thing, and I don't want to listen to it. Anytime somebody says something that seems like wholesaling's illegal, all I do is just show you the facts. And when you look at the facts, they're a lot different than what I heard. That's how this business works. So let's keep this up. Let's keep getting rich. When you start trying to be fear, that's how you stay broke. We ain't doing that. So let's break this all down. Let's share it and let's get it going. So I've never ever showed people anything do anything fraudulent. That's just a terrible thing to do. That guy needs to go to freelancing.com. So let's clarify from the top. What is the 10-step process? Let me get rid of myself here. Let me get freelancing.com right there. Take a second, screenshot this, just so you understand what you need to do. This is it. 10 steps. Literally, I put it on one slide, what you need to do. Find the right wholesaling market. Find the title company. Find 5 buyers. Pull 3 government lists. Pull 100 drying for dollars leads a week. Skip trace all the records. Find the phone numbers. Start calling and texting. Find the sellers. Lock up a deal. Sell the deal to said qualified buyer and close it. I will give everyone 10 more seconds to screenshot this if you want.
It's recorded, guys.
It's also recorded on YouTube, FYI. Mm-hmm. But also, I'd like to say this while we're waiting for everyone to screenshot this. I did do a video where I did a live stream, actually, and I texted sellers live. I pulled government lists. I did all this process I was telling you, and then YouTube took it down. So FYI for everyone, I did a video where I literally... Last Sunday, you're bullying. No, I literally, all I did was I pressed live stream. I pulled government lists for you. I just showed you what I was doing. I found their phone numbers. I called them. I texted them, and I just show you the entire process. And then YouTube obviously took it down because some gurus probably reported me. So I have the censored version. It's blurred out and everything. So YouTube allows it. It's on the Zach and YouTube channel. But I have the uncensored version. I feel dirty saying that. I don't know why, but the uncensored version is at freewholesaling.com. It's right there, and I'll show you how to do it. So that is basically the 10 processes for getting some deals. That's it. Let's break this down again. Step 1, find the right wholesaling market. Step 2, find the title company or closing attorney. Simple. Step 3, find 5 qualified cash buyers. Step 4, pull 3 government type lists, about 500 from all 3. Pull 100 drawing for dollars leads a week. 6, skip trace all 1,000 records. 7, start cold calling, texting all 1,000 records. Step 8, find sellers, lock up the deal. Step 9, going out here, sell deal to qualified cash buyers. Then last but not least, go out here and closing day. Let's talk about this and let's get it going. So let's shut up Lenny and show him the facts, okay?
Lenny, coming on here and complaining all day long, dude, you're just go to somebody else's thing, dude.
Okay, so I don't really want to talk about it anymore. But let's break this down because Lenny tried to scare everyone out, okay? Let's talk about this person that got arrested for, quote, wholesaling. Guys, I'll tell you this. If I tell you to deliver pizzas and then you run over five people, did you get arrested for delivering pizzas or did you get arrested for doing something criminal? It's kind of funny. Let's talk about the facts here. What I always say is if you do something really stupid, you are probably going to get arrested for it. If I go steal something, I'm probably going to get arrested unless I'm in San Francisco. But outside of there, like if you do something illegal, you are going to go to jail. In the United States of America, we have laws. We have this amazing, it's called the Constitution. And the Constitution allows the states to create laws, things like that. And every state has laws on the books. And I tell you, freewillsing.com, first thing, follow all the laws in your city and county. So let's break down some laws that like, I feel like I don't have to say, but maybe people don't understand this. First and foremost, you cannot forge signatures. So if a seller doesn't want to sell their house, you can't go forge their signature saying they agreeing to sell the house for 20 grand. You're literally stealing somebody's house at that point. They're not agreeing consensually to sell that house for a price. You are literally fraudulently doing that. Jail. Okay. You're like, that's fraud. You can't be doing that. You can't go point a weapon towards somebody and say, sell me your house. That is assault. That is not good, right? That is against the law. So like, do you kind of understand what I'm saying here? Like, there's some like unspoken rules here of like wholesaling, like just follow your laws.
Yeah.
And then I tell you what to do. So let's break down this guy that got arrested for wholesaling. But let's break
it
down.
Keep in mind, I wouldn't bring this up. The same person posted over and over, like, I know, guys, what you're doing.
People in wholesaling get arrested all the time because they do stupid stuff. So let's break down this clown guy. Him and Lenny would be besties, honestly. So let's break down. Louis Manville arrested in report home buying fraud scheme. What a handsome fella. Okay. So it's actually in Dallas. A Louisville man is in jail for allegedly creating fake financial reports in an attempt to buy multiple homes. Okay. Charles Rowe, 63, was he charged with wholesaling houses? No, he was not charged for wholesaling real estate.
Forgery.
He was charged for forgery of financial instrument and false statements to obtain property for a credit of a value more than $300,000. Remember, you get arrested because you do really stupid stuff, okay? Like forging financial statements, come on. This is ridiculous.
We never taught that.
Come on. Court alleged a pattern of fraud for 7 different home purchases, accused him of using the same tactic of being a cash buyer, providing fictitious bank documentation to entice sellers, failing to deliver earnest money, and closing funds. So basically, he was outside of his inspection period. And he never even delivered the earnest money.
Made excuses, never
closed. To delay closing, only to never close, therefore causing financial harm to sellers.
Yeah.
This is just a stupid person. Guys, you have an inspection period, and the seller agrees that, okay, within this inspection period, I know this guy can get out for nothing. Yeah. He doesn't even have to buy my house. But this guy probably didn't put that. He put a fat deposit, never did the deposit, and showed fake bank statements. Come on. This is ridiculous.
That's
okay. Blah, 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 blah. And it's kind of funny. He's like, I'm a real estate agent. I had no idea. If the buyer doesn't put the EMD within like a week or two,
most realtors should know.
He fell for his scheme. No, you didn't. You're just a bad realtor, in my opinion.
You didn't vet. And this is how you guys get cash buyers on your list.
He had
too.
Proof of funds. He had an actual bank statement.
You actually have to. So guys, when somebody has a proof of funds, you actually have to call and check it out. That will get rid of 99% of your scam artists right off the bat. And by the way, I saw something flash up on my Fiverr account. Is for $5, someone will create a fake one for you.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, guys. That's fraud. You don't do that. I've never told someone to go get a fake proof of funds. So, we've taught you every way to do it. Learn the right way, freewholesaling.com. But like, if you're going to do stuff like this.
So let's do this. So that's what he failed to do the EMD. The biggest question is why Road, blah, 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 blah. He said he never intend to follow through purchasing the houses, blah, blah, blah. Detective said he's ultimately causing the sellers and defrauded them financial harm. Of course he did. Blah, 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 blah. We're hoping to see the recognize the name. Take your time slow. Verify everything. So, I mean, he basically got arrested for fake bank statements. Like, pretty simple. I don't know what to tell you, though. Like, come on. And so, let me do one more thing here really quick. And I do want to verify this. guys, when you give me comments like this, I know it's fake. So let me show you really quick right here. And I'm going to use this as an advertisement to go to Fearlessly.com. When I go to Fearlessly.com, there's all the videos do not exist. Okay, let's actually go to Fearlessly.com and look. Okay, I'm literally doing this from an incognito tab. So let's see what we got here. All right. I'm going to go here. Let's log into Fearlessly.com. Let's see if this guy... And I'm only doing this so this guy apologizes for me for spreading more fake. What's up with all the fake news? Okay, I'm inside of freeholsling.com. So the first 10 videos. Let's verify this, okay? First 10 videos. All right. Video one. Hey guys. That's okay. So let's go to wholesaling 101.
This is the
okay. 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wait.
Characters like any other business.
It's working. So the first 10 videos do work. Bro, you stop trying this. Stop trying the fake stuff, okay? It actually worked. This is all fake news. I don't know why people do this.
He just doesn't understand it.
It drives me crazy.
I'm not the most technology advanced person.
But you just
either,
can't be saying it's not working. Guys, you got to go out here and actually do what you need to do here. But guys, just it's insane. And, you know, there's a lot of gurus out here that try to give you proof of funds and stuff. But you got to make sure you actually understand what you're doing. But just understand, in wholesaling real estate, if you actually do all your laws, you'll be good. You'll be fine. It drives me crazy. So let's answer some questions, see how I can help the people out, and break it all down so I can help you out here. Michael has a good one. Being broke is hard. Getting rich is easy. So you gotta take the work. Just have to do the work. Angela has a cool one here. Ha ha. We had a fake cash buyer on call today, and I asked my husband how he knew. He said, "From Zach. You really know the sauce, man." Guys, you actually follow what I say. I'm telling you, like, you'll figure it out. Like, oh, this is a fake. There are literally gurus out here that pretend to be fake buyers, but none of them can pass that test. None of them. Insane. I'm just telling you guys.
It always hides in like a sea of paperwork, and it's like this and that. It's like they write contracts on all my stuff. I'm like, we already know who's on that list. So, guys, just verify. If you verify, it will eliminate most of the BS that comes with real estate. But people are lazy. They it looks good. Looks good. It's supposed to look good. It's supposed to fool you. And so the human nature knows you'll be lazy and not do it. And they're looking to prey on people that aren't going to verify. Guys, you're all cash buyers. You need to verify it.
Exactly. So D Nero says county population more than 100,000. So 100,000 people, not dollars. But the average home price, 400K or below. He's got that right. So I'm just telling you guys, got to do it. It drives me crazy. Some wholesalers on here.
Are you going to address the beard comments?
I have a beard.
Yeah, I know. It was like...
Shocker.
I don't have a beard because mine comes in gray. And I don't know where you got the thicker hair. I ain't got it.
Got it from my mom's side.
Yeah, I know. You didn't get it from your dad.
No. And so, yeah. You got to show the wholesalers what's up. You know? Literally, all these gurus are my sons, so I'm like their daddy. So, like, they're all my sons. They all look up to me.
I'm
so,
not
like,
even used to looking at you with that, man.
I'm their daddy. So, you know, and the gurus are my sons, and they all look up to me, asking me what to do, and they all copy me.
Okay.
And, you know, they have to follow me. And so that's why, you know, I got the beard today. But I'm just telling you guys right now, start putting the work, start learning. Freelson.com, that's how you pop it up. So let's see other questions we got here. You know, I get a lot of questions about, like, you know, does location matter, such as school systems and low theft rates? Yes, but just ask the buyer where they're looking to buy. And that's how you're going to figure it out. It drives me crazy. So many wholesalers out here. But guys, just go to thefreelancing.com, learn what to do, and get it going. See, I am the bigger man for saying the gurus are my sons. That is a bigger thing to say. Lord. But okay, so what we're going to do is do some one-on-ones today, guys. If you want to talk to me one-on-one, talk to me and Rick one-on-one, and actually have a conversation with us, learn how to wholesale. We're going to help everybody out here and do everything here. Just go to Wholesaling Houses for Real, and we'll break it all down. So how do I do it? How do I talk to you? Basically, go to our Facebook group. It's called Wholesaling Houses for Real. 115,000 people strong. Shout out to everyone on there. You click here. You click. How do I go back here? You click here. It's pinned. and you click the StreamYard link and you'll be able to talk to us absolutely for free one-on-one. So let me get the link here, copy it. Everyone should join here and we'll be able to talk. Guys, we're excited about this. We're here to help you out in wholesaling and make you the best wholesaler possible. So guys, if you want to go out here, go wholesaling else for real. You got freewholesaling.com right there. That's how you learn it on the bottom. Free stinkingwholesaling.com. And let's do some one-on-one calls. See how we can help the people out, guys. I promise you, I know I sound like a, you know, be a man, go out here and change your life. And that's who I'm legit like that to everyone. But I'm also like, I'm not a mean guy. I'm not here to go make you feel bad or bully you or anything like that. But like, if you say something stupid and you're trying to harm the wholesaling community, I'm going to call you out. But I truthfully, if you are legitimately trying your best and you're putting a foot forward to become a better man or woman, especially with wholesaling, we got no problem with you. We want to help you out. We don't bite, okay? Now, if you pull up to the one-on-one and you start crying about how life's so difficult, I'm going to put you in your place. There's always somebody out here that has a harder life than you. There's someone right now that has a harder life than me.
Mm-hmm.
But for you too. So quit the excuses. Let's get rich. And let's break it all down. So first and foremost, we got Ryan. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys doing?
Long awesome, time to see. How are you?
I'm good. First and foremost, Zach, I got to let you know, 70 points, Dolphins. Okay, let's go.
I told
that
you.
That was a beast game. That was a good game. I was like, whoa. Because when I first saw that, I thought those were Madden points. I was like, it's just some Madden points. I really saw it. I was like, oh, wow, they're doing the thing this year.
We watched that. I got to be honest with you. I didn't even know how to feel during that game. I was like, I have for my entire 53 years, I have lived on the edge with the Dolphins. It seems like every game, me and Zach are watching together, I'm like, I don't even know what to think of this. Like, I don't even – at the end, we're like, kick the field goal, not kick the field goal. I go, he's going to be damned if you do, damned if you don't. So, listen, next week's where the real – you get me past next week, I'm all in, man. Like, I love it. Like, I love football, but it's – that was crazy, man. It was like watching touch football. Every guy ran 12 yards every time he touched the ball. Game. So,
hey, I was wondering, guys, like, because I've been doing a lot of cold calling, but I'm not for sure if I'm doing the cold calling right. So, is there a way we can do like a little quick role play? You guys got time for that?
Let it rip.
Okay. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, are you the owner of 123 Main Street?
Yeah.
Are you interested in selling the property by chance?
Who is this?
Oh, my name's Ryan.
Okay. What do you want? Why are you calling me?
Oh, what? I was interested in purchasing your property. I just wanted to see if you guys are interested in selling it. It looked like a pretty nice property from the outside, but I'm not really for sure on the inside. But I wanted to call you first and see if you guys are interested.
Possibly.
Okay. Well, are you able to tell me a little bit about the property? Are you able to tell me the condition of it?
Yeah. I mean, you said you saw it, but basically, yeah. It's just a regular house. It's a 3-bedroom. I live in there, and it's a nice house. I like it.
Awesome, outstanding. Well, just asking, like, how's the bathrooms, how's the bedrooms, kitchens, roof? Is everything up on the up and up? Because I know you said it was good, but you know, a lot of times people that live in the house, it was nice. Okay, and just asking, like, what makes you think about wanting to sell the property?
Honestly, I just kind of want to move closer to family.
Okay, well, if you don't mind me asking, where do you guys plan on moving to?
Idaho.
Oh, that's a good area, actually. That's a really good area. I like the Hawkeyes. They're a pretty good team. I was out there for a little bit, and I actually talked to a few of my friends that are out there, and they're like, oh, Hawkeyes went to a couple of games. It's pretty cool. Just overall, about your property, because I'm looking at it right here, and I noticed that a couple of the pictures seem a little bit older, and just double-check it one more time. Everything's still probably pretty much the same with the – size of the bedrooms itself. You haven't had to do any renovations or anything on it lately?
No, it's nice for what I do. So just
okay,
sit there and do it. Yeah.
Okay. And I know that you were saying that you're moving to Ohio. Like, what would
Idaho. Idaho.
I'm sorry, Idaho. I do apologize about that. I know you're saying Idaho. What would be a good? What's your time frame?
Probably after winter's over.
Okay. Okay. So in about like another like 2-3 months.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Okay. And just asking, in a perfect world, what would be your price? What would be a good price for you to, you know, comfortably sell me the property and be able to move?
I don't know. You're calling me.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, just going through a couple of things, I've noticed that the market is going down a little bit, but because I want to be able to give you a fair price, like, what would you feel comfortable with?
I mean, I'm waiting for you. I mean, you're calling me right now.
Well, would you take a dollar?
No.
Well, what about $2?
No, are you serious? Like, give me a real offer.
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to, like, insult you, like, because I'm just kidding when I mentioned $1 and $2, but I just want to know what would be a good price that you would feel comfortable with.
You got to let me know. I bought this house 34 years ago. So, like, I don't know what's worth it. You just got to let me know. If not, I can just go call a realtor.
You're right. You could call a realtor, and I would recommend that if you're trying to get a really, really high price for it. But realizing by going through a realtor, you might be on the market for a little bit. I want to say probably like either 90 days, if not longer. And I'm able to close in 30 days or less, depending on what price is able to suit you well. Because that average house price in your area is around $350. But for me, I would feel more comfortable. Because once again, we haven't done a walkthrough yet. So I want to say I would feel more comfortable around $200.
Okay. So you just said it's worth $350 though.
Well, no, I'm saying your area.
Well, I think my house, $350 is what I'd take. Thank you for telling me that. Now I know that's what my house is worth. That's my price.
Well, that is a good price.
I agree.
Realizing that a couple of houses in your area, there was one that was a 4-bedroom, 3-bath that sold for $350. We had a pool. There was another one that was a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath that sold for $300 and that had no pool. And then you had a couple down the street that actually sold their property at $450 and theirs did have a pool and actually had a jacuzzi. And then I have one in the area right near you. I want to say it's about 2-3 houses down that sold for $200. And
Ryan,
that one
I'm
was a
2-bedroom,
2-bath.
Ryan, I'm a potato farmer, not a computer geek guy. I'm not like a numbers person. I just farm potatoes all day. Like, you can throw me all these different properties and things. I don't even know what you're trying to tell me.
Well, that,
I know the difference between a russet tomato potato and a red potato. These are different potatoes. I'm a potato farmer, so I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
So let's call a timeout because this thing's going to go on forever.
It's going on forever.
So let me give you some constructive criticism. Number one, you're very confident, so you've got that. Number two, you got to slow down. You're not mirroring him. I feel your nervous excitement energy, and it's too much for a guy like that. He's very chilled, laid back, and you attempted the rapport thing. But you missed the biggest part. You got to open these ears up, man. You've got to, I want you to think conversation. And so you mechanically, you're not bad, but you're missing the conversation. You never really connected with them. And now maybe you just misinterpreted. He said Idaho and you went straight to Iowa and Hawkeyes. You have no idea the guy even likes football. So you have to do some testing before you explore a rapport building. He might hate football. I know there are men that actually hate football out there. Shocking. But same thing with the ladies. So just slow it down and work on the conversation piece. Listen, if there's absolutely no interest, I'm not going to go deep down in it. I thought you started out strong, but you got to mirror and you got to slow down and you got to listen.
Yes, sir.
Your confidence is awesome. You just got to slow it down because I feel like you were almost, and then you kind of, don't ever go from the dollar to $2. I've never even seen that done before. Well, I just,
the problem is
it's risky.
He's doing that, but some sellers don't like it. I'll be honest. I've tried it. We'll take $2 for it. No. Oh, okay. Then you should have done this. See, like you kind of did it, but like you didn't not do it the right way. So you won't take $2 for it. No. Okay. Well, because you won't take $2, you probably had something, an established price in mind, right? Well, I guess so. So it wasn't just, it was above $2, but it's below $1 million, right? Well, what's that at? And that kind of puts me in a corner. You kind of, The one thing here, Ryan, is you're kind of just like talking to talk, and it gets very dangerous because sometimes when you do that, things come out that you don't want it to come out. The most important part was you mentioned 350. Why would you throw out a price that's so high just out there?
Because
I'm just going to catch it and hold on to that thing.
Sounded good.
I mean, man, it sounded good to me. I like 350. Okay. Some people are just like very simple with it. You spitting out comps trying to change their mind ain't going to do a dang thing.
And you notice when you started doing comps, he was completely
I was like,
off.
What's a comp? Like, what's a comp? What, oh my, 2-1. What's a 2-1? I'm so confused.
Some people don't want to hear it, man. Like you, I just from my side, just work on the conversation part. Let me ask you. You got to get through the initial screening, which you have to do mechanically to a point because you can't waste time. If you're calling 1,000 people, I can't have 30
minute
conversations.
And Ryan, you're good. That's why I'm pushing a little harder here so you gain some skills here. This is a very good quality thing.
But mirror. Like, dude, he was talking slow. He was kind of chilled. You're going to have to like, you got one speed, buddy. You're just like me to a point. And once I learned how to like pauses, they are your friend. They are your friend. And the volley method, you started out really confident with it. It's like
you did.
And like you remember, if you can overcome two objections, which you tried, and I give you a lot of credit on that one, just work on it. I go, listen, I know you don't know. I go, man, it's a weird world. But like if you had to guess, if you had to ballpark, you see how you throw the emotion into it and then you sit and you wait and you respond. But listen, when you guys go down the football thing, you don't know, like some people just don't like it. And like, he wasn't really responding. And then so the problem is if you go down a sports team or something like that and you get the wrong state, like you're a dead man walking for most people. Like if I was going to Idaho and you saw, I'm like, what the hell's a Hawkeye? And that just tells me, I've been doing this long enough. You're thinking so fast. You're trying to think of the next three things to say. Slow down. Think about when you talk to your friends, your family, and just try to interject that conversation once you have a qualified person. And that's the real secret with it. But mechanically, you got through it. I think
you're fine. You just had to mirror me. And I'm just a simple potato farmer. And you just got to be relatable to that. Throwing out numbers and comps is like, that ain't going to be my thing.
And he didn't respond to the football thing at all. No, so like sometimes you make a mistake, you got to go, football's a waste of time. You know, it's kind of like, just listen, man. Like people will give you all the clues they want. We're all unique. We're all different. God created all different human beings. They think we're all going to fit in one format. You can have a protocol. You got that down. Just take the time. Remember, conversations are what convert. You can't just talk. And I've been guilty of it. He's been guilty of it. But like, you just need small refinements.
Something stupid. Like, hey, I don't, oh, wow, it's beautiful. Do you do like a lot of outdoor stuff there? Like what? And I could have loved fishing. I could have loved hunting. I could talk for an hour about that, right? Idaho ain't got no football. I mean, they got college teams, but like, you know.
So Ryan, when you don't know, just ask.
Just ask.
What do you enjoy doing? Like, what's in Idaho?
Yeah.
And just let them give you the clues. And then like when you go to a house and stuff, like it's even easier. But like on the phone, if you should like, do you like football? Do you like fishing? Do you like politics? Do you like this? Like never talk about politics with a seller. But listen, I give you a lot of credit for coming on here and doing it publicly because most people won't even do this work.
You became a better cold caller.
So what are you taking away from this? What are the things you just want to kind of tweak here?
Slow down, listen more, and mirror.
Yeah. And ask people. They'll give you the clues. Don't ever
also,
assume them.
If I'm refusing to give you a price, the one thing I'd say, hey, I bought this thing 34 years ago. I have no idea. And like, I'm just like, I don't like, stop hitting me. Like I've owned this thing 34 years ago. Sometimes that's a cue to just like, okay, well you are interested. Well, let me kind of look at the house, kind of talk to my partner. Someone can understand that. And then you can kind of come by and just kind of hit them with the price there.
Remember, right? If the property's qualified or the seller's qualified, you don't always have to attack price on the first call. You can set people up because I know everybody thinks we can close everybody and do 3-5 minutes and do virtually and we do 500 deals a month. It's not how it works, dude. Like sometimes you just take your, if I know that property's qualified, it's beat up, or I know he wants to move and he's interested in talking to someone like me, a cash buyer, then you can massage. I have older people all the time. They go, I've been here 40 years. I literally don't know what the value is. What am I going to say? Go see a realtor? Well, listen, let's take an appointment. Let's see what the house will do. And let me get some information from you. You mind if I ask you a few questions? And you did that. And then you just kind of, sometimes it's two or three calls to qualify people, because the second call, guess what? You don't have to validate yourself. Now you're friend, you know, you're not foe. When you start out, you're foe. You're like, who is this? What do you, how'd you get my call? How'd you get my phone number? And we all have to get through that cold calling. Now they know you. And so every call, it's like, oh, hey, hey, Ryan, what's up? Yeah, Ryan. So you don't have to go through it. And then you can start to move more towards the numbers. And then you finish it up with a conversation. Guys, I'd love to tell you, I take everybody down on one phone call. It's ridiculous. Like it, you can qualify in one call and you can screen if they want to sell in one call. But like sometimes the price, like when it comes to probate, I tell you it's 5 or 6 contacts just to get to that point.
Exactly. So you're good, man. You did really good. I could have just rolled over and you would have been fine. But yeah. Like, would that make you feel any better? It's like playing a video game and like you're at the easy mode. Like you're not going to get any better. I try to make you, I try to make you a little uncomfortable. There's a lot of
uncomfortable.
The average seller would have just been like, fine, and you would close the deal. But like, what's the point? You got to get a little uncomfortable, because when you're uncomfortable, that's when you grow. That's the point.
Yes.
You've popped on here multiple times, man. And so I'm just trying to make you better.
Yes,
dude,
sir.
There's still sellers that get me uncomfortable in those live calls. I get a little like, oh my gosh, oh, I got to suit up. And it's tough, but it makes you better. So you did better today. It's better to screw up on hard mode on a fake call than it is to screw up on a actual live deal. I promise you that.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie. Like, because I have this system where I write everything down, and then after I call it, I'll check it off. There was two numbers to this one number, and I checked it off, and then I called the next number for that same address, and I ended up giving them the wrong address. So they were like, yeah, no, that's not my property. And then I was like, after I hung up, I was like, oh, I just called the wrong one. And I felt weird calling them back, so I just didn't. But what should I have done in that? Just paid more attention?
Hey, I messed up. I sent you the wrong address.
Guys,
go ahead.
Sometimes when you screw up, you just admit it. It's like you're human. It shows a flaw. Like he's real. You are not a robot, Ryan. You are Ryan Smith. You are the one and only. I know there's more than one Ryan Smith, but you are unique and God created you. So like if you get down a hole and you screw up, go, listen, I apologize. Slow down and go, listen, I mixed it up. I apologize. Let's work on the information.
What I like to do instead is it's not an ego thing, but like, hey, we buy a lot of houses. I probably mixed it up in one of them. My bad. Here's another one, right? You just kind of show, oh, wow, this guy's legit, right? Sometimes do that too. You messed up, whatever. Like, ooh.
They only remember the beginning and the end of your conversation, yeah. Just so you guys know.
If you screw up, you screwed up, man. That's it.
If you nail it in the beginning and you nail it at the end, you got a shot. And you're going to screw up in between.
And let me tell you something else, Ryan. It ain't going to be the first time you screw up. I promise you that. And so you're fine, man. Learn from the mistakes, get better, practice some mirroring, and you should be good, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you guys. That really helped me out a lot. That means a lot to me. Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
Keep showing up, keep doing deals, man. You got
awesome,
this.
Man.
All right. You guys have a wonderful day.
Awesome. Amen. Ryan's awesome, dude. He's decided to get better. That's what it is. Also, guys, if you guys want to hop on, we currently, in less than a month, I'm excited. We have our first ever live event. It is free. That's the only way we roll. And so we created FlipClerk Plus 3 months ago, 4 months ago, whatever months ago it was.
Yeah,
I'll just give you an honest truth. I want to make money, and not in the way that you think. I want to get more wholesaling deals. And I had this crazy goal doing 1,000 wholesaling deals in a year. And the only way to do that is I have to provide so much value to people that send me wholesaling deals. And we created FlipClerk Plus. It's basically FlipClerk, everything you love about it, freewholesaling.com, but it's plus. It's just extra, right? So you know ESPN shows like the big games, but then they show like extras and they do extra. That's kind of what it is. So live events, I can't physically have 100,000 of y'all in a room. So if you've sent me a wholesaling deal and we've done a JV deal together and you made me, 30 grand, you can come to the event for free. And we have a lot of people
coming.
We have
a ton of people coming
From that one. There's people that they haven't gotten a deal, but they don't want to wait. And so they pay a monthly fee or whatever just to keep the platform up. Remember, it's very expensive to hold these events. So wash for us there. But if you want to hop on, you go to flipclerkplus.com to get a ticket. You are only guaranteed to get a ticket probably next week or two. After that, we might have too many. We have a capacity from the fire marshal. We're not at it, obviously. That's why I'm letting you guys know right now. But once we hit capacity, like you can't pull up, sign up a day before and say, I'm showing up to the event. There's too many
people. Yeah, we're not doing that.
And so if you do it now, FlipLurk Plus, join it. You will be able to hop on the event. You will physically be able to meet me, you, for 2 days straight, for 12 plus hours each. It's insane.
No selling, just working on wholesaling.
Well, so if you got some deals,
I'll work on deals. But... I got nothing to sell you, man. It's just me and him, and we're going to like deep dive into everything.
But here's the cool part. I hired a bunch of videographers full time for the event. And what they're going to do is they're going to record every second of the event. And guess what? We're going to release that on YouTube for free. FYI. So like I'll be honest with you, like the event going there is like, yeah, the information's great, but I'll promise it's the same info I'm going to give to you, to the people for free. The only thing is you're going to be able to like physically be with me. You're going to network with other $100,000 plus wholesalers. That's the cool part because everything there is going to be recorded and posted on this YouTube channel. So even if you can't do it, you can't send me, do anything like that. You can't be in FlipLurk Plus right now. This will be recorded and sent to you guys right there. So that's pretty excited. I'm excited. So guys, go there, FlipLurk Plus. We want to see you for the event.
We want to meet you.
We're getting going. We have a sick waterfront view. Insane. $1 million plus view for this. And
it'll be a blast,
guys.
That's it. So
guys, go to FlipLurk Plus or go to sellmypaper.com. Send me some more deals. Look, just make me a quick 40 grand. You know, give me a $40,000 deal. I'll get 20. You get 20. Split it 50-50. Flex on a couple gurus. Get some more deals. And that's it. Every single time somebody sends me a deal, I make money in wholesaling. Another guru sheds a tear. And that's the point, guys. So smash that like button, subscribe, go to freewholesaling.com to get rich. And I'll see you soon. This is Zach and Son.